It's the team's team of the week on the Jim Davis Show.
And our team's team of the week is brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. This week, our team's team of the week is the Grand Junction Tigers boys lacrosse team. 2-2 overall, but they've won their last two. They're 2-0 in the Mountain Conference right now after wins against Crested Butte and Montrose. And joining us this morning on the team line, head coach of the Grand Junction Tigers, Armando Renteria, also senior attack middle Gavin Mottram, junior goalie Gordy Steidel, and also also freshman attack Paxton Weber, who leads the team in scoring right now. Guys, thanks for coming on this morning. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Armando, let's start out with you. Your team, as I mentioned, 2-0 in the Mountain Conference right now, and you lost those first two matches of the season. What's been the big reason for the turnaround once you've got into league play?
Well, we got a lot of new incoming freshmen, and some of our upperclassmen were in other sports. So we're starting to gel. So we're just putting everything together now.
Well, just looking at the numbers I mentioned, Paxton Weber is the leading goal scorer for the Tigers right now, just a freshman, and Paxton with 8 goals. And Paxton, what's it been like for you, freshman year playing lacrosse for Grand Junction? Just taking a while to kind of get yourself acclimated to playing varsity lacrosse. How's that transition gone for you, Paxton?
It's been a little tough with bigger and stronger defenders, but just doing what I've done my whole life and playing, loving the sport.
When you deal with guys that are bigger, faster players and trying to score goals and trying to be physical, how have you approached that? What's been the biggest thing that's helped you make that transition now that you're 4 games into your varsity career?
Just having a mindset that, like, being small doesn't really matter, and just, like, going in there hot and not being scared of anything.
Well, you and another freshman have gotten off to really good starts. Aiden Cassidy has 5 goals this season as well. So it's kind of a bit of a youth movement right now for the Tigers when it comes to some of the goal scoring.
We both played with each other for a while, and I feel like we're just used to, like, bigger people because we play, like, different levels of lacrosse, if that makes sense.
We're talking with the Grand Junction Tigers boys lacrosse team. They're our team's team of the week, brought to you by Rick Nelson, American Family Insurance. We also have senior attack middle Gavin Mottram, who's got a couple goals this season. Really good season for you last year, Gavin. Kind of take us through being, you know, the upperclassman on this team, senior, and the role you play in terms of leading some of these young guys like an Aiden and like a Paxton this year.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have players like Paxton and Aiden on my team. I don't know, just like sometimes I learn more from players like Paxton than they do from me. I'm trying to coach, I don't know, Aiden, sometimes Paxton, were to be on the field, but I don't know, like, just
do you kind of feel like that you have to be a little bit of I don't know, the guy kind of like a middle linebacker, kind of like a role that where you have to get guys in the right place? Do you still feel like you have that kind of role on the field as kind of a quasi-coach in the field for Coach Renteria?
Yeah. Like, I help direct the offense, like a quarterback, kind of.
So, from last year, where you had a really good season individually, I know you guys didn't really feel like you accomplished what you wanted to, Gavin, last year from a team standpoint, getting to the postseason and some of those things. But what's been some of the discussion at practice leading into the season about trying to find your way back to the postseason where you guys were in that spot a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it's like we're looking at teams who we lost to last year, like Boulder or Fruita, teams that we definitely should have beat, that were kind of the deciding factor on why we did not make it.
We're talking with Grand Junction Tigers boys lacrosse. They're our team's team of the week, brought to you by the Rick Nelson American Family Insurance Agency. And also for you, Gavin, Maddox Castro, I believe we talked with Maddox last year. He's right near second leading goal scorer. He had a big year last year for you guys. And And so I know that the two of you, Maddox and yourself, you guys are also very close friends. You'd love to see this season finish off with a trip to the postseason. And so what if, for you and Maddox, what's been those conversations with the two of you, a couple of seniors on this team?
Yeah, it's been more like we want to end, like for him, his lacrosse career, for me, my high school career, with on a high note, with like a championship appearance or something like that.
So, Gavin, finally for you, I think you've decided where you're going to go to college. Do you feel free sharing that and where you're going to go, and you're going to go play lacrosse there?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Montreat College in North Carolina, and I'm going to go play lacrosse there, yeah.
So it's our team's team of the week with the Grand Junction Tigers boys lacrosse team. They're 2-0 in Mountain Conference play. Coach Armando Renteria with us. Also, senior Gavin Mottram, freshman Paxton Weber, and Gordy Steidel, the goalie for the Tigers. And Gordy, let's talk about where you're at right now in terms of what you've tried to work on from last season. Had a good year last year between the pipes. And what's been the focus for you heading into this season as the junior goaltender for this team?
Yeah, I think last year kind of sparked a fire, kind of wanted me to be, you know, more humble and hungry for the upcoming year. I think I knew that our team was building up and building a good program, so it's pretty excited for this upcoming year.
Gordy, for you, how did you get into lacrosse? Give us a quick background into how you got involved in the sport.
So I was actually pretty young, probably around 10 or 11, and my friend who actually played at IMG Academy out in Florida, he got me into the sport. He's like, gave me a stick one time, and then I kind of fell in love with the sport. So
we're talking with the Grand Junction Tigers boys lacrosse team. They're our team's team of the week, and we have Coach Armando Renteria with us. And Armando, I guess when you're looking at heading into the season and what your expectations were for this team, getting, you know, competing for a Mountain Conference title was part of that. Give us kind of the lay of the land of what it looks like in the Mountain Conference this season.
Well, I think there's a lot more parity. All the teams are a lot more even. So I think it's up to us to go out and get that Mountain League this year.
All right, guys, before we wrap it up here, we'll go around here with the players, and we'll start with you, Gordy. The guy on the team that cracks you up the most, the guy that's kind of, bit of a comedian, makes people laugh on the team, keeps things loose, especially maybe when guys are having a practice isn't quite going well for you guys. Who is that guy on this team?
For me, I gotta say it's probably Kane Thornton. He's on defense. He'll make us laugh even when it's a rough day. Him and Coach D will always battle with each other a little bit, throw some jokes, but I'd say it's Kane Thornton.
Of course, one of those guys from another school, Kane playing quarterback over at Central High School, part of the Grand Junction Tigers lacrosse team. Paxton, I know you're a freshman on the team, young guy, but is there somebody that you find? Do you agree with Gordy on that? And maybe if it's not somebody that cracks everybody up, who's maybe the most serious guy on the team?
Probably Gavin, to be honest. I don't know, just like on the buses, every time I look at him, he's just straight face. Yeah.
So Gavin, do you feel like you're the most serious guy on the team, or do you think, hey, I'm actually the funniest guy on the team?
No, I wouldn't say I'm the funniest guy on the team. I don't know if I'd put myself as the most serious person on the team either, though.
Okay, you're somewhere in the middle in that whole thing. Well, hey, guys, we appreciate you coming on today for a few minutes. I know it's spring break, and thanks for carving out some time with us today. Grand Junction boys lacrosse, our team's team of the week. 2-2 overall. They've won their last two in Mountain Conference play. And before I let you go, Armando, you got Telluride coming up. That's coming up next week, next Tuesday. Give us a little preview of Telluride.
Yeah, they're a very good coach team, and they also play year-round in some of our summer tournaments. We see them there. I think we're a little more evenly matched this year, so it's going to be a good contest. Looking forward to it.
All right, guys, we appreciate it.